Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
January 13th, 2021. A royal rubber ducky. A red hot mama. Staying at the YMCA. Mafia crimes, and choking on pretzels. This is Awesome Today. Awesome Today is a daily show, even though it technically isn't every day. It is barely edited and sometimes offensive. It is a good show. Some might even call it awesome. If you are friends with someone who doesn't think this show is awesome, you deserve better friends.
You tried to read my notes.
No, I didn't. Stop it. I was admiring the fact that you got the owl mug.
I like the owl mug. It holds more.
Well, hello.
And hello.
How are you?
Yes, I am.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Was that sincere?
I am doing
you
well.
You really were appreciative that I asked?
I am.
Seriously?
Sometimes
or
we don't.
Or is that just a cordial thing?
Sometimes we don't get in the full back and forthness.
Sometimes I just make my own evaluation of how you're doing, so I don't feel the need to ask.
You may not feel the need to ask, but maybe the people listening at home gathered around their radio sets by the warmth of their fire.
But you're here talking to me.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounded interesting. The whole wall of the house just jiggled.
Trembled.
Loud noises. I'm not gonna let that register. It didn't happen.
Okay. What day is it today?
Construction day again. It's January 13th.
Yes.
I like 13th days of months.
Yeah, you were born on one and
married
on one.
Guy.
Maybe you'll die on one.
I hope so. That was really morbid. Thanks for bringing that in.
Memento
now I gotta watch my ass all day.
Memento mori? Remember?
Yes, I know.
Your death.
You've said this to every one of the people in our home so many times that our kids have started announcing that that's part of our family crest. Right? They actually put that on a report.
Yeah? AJ absolutely did that. Unironically, she was like, is that not our family motto?
That should tell you something about yourself. That's really what all those classroom exercises are for. It's to report back to parents. This is who you are, parent.
I stand by that. Remember that you will die. That is the way to live life.
Okay. Okay, moving on. It's National Rubber Ducky Day.
All right, get Ernie into his bathtub and fill up the rubber ducky.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Okay.
The rubber ducky was first designed in the 1800s,
okay.
Utilizing Charles Goodyear's method for rendering rubber into malleable material.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the 1940s that the design we all know today evolved, the yellow, floaty, orange-billed travesty that is the duck. Just
it was a little harsh.
Stop making ugly responses to me.
It was a little harsh.
Memento mori. So then it was in the 1970s that, yes, indeed, Ernie from Sesame Street introduced us to his catchy song, Rubber Ducky. Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
You make bath time lots of fun.
Is it lots or so much?
either.
I think it's So Much, but I can't remember. Plainly, it was his So Much Fun and not my own.
Were you allowed to have rubber duckies?
Never had a rubber ducky that I'm aware of.
Okay.
In 1992, a cargo ship tipped during a storm, releasing 29,000 rubber duckies into the ocean. Are you aware of this?
I remember this. I do. I vaguely remember this.
It is suggested or believed that these duckies drifted north to the Arctic, ultimately.
That's
many
right.
of them freezing in the ice, and
yes.
henceforth, slowly melting, returning to the Atlantic, ultimately. Just happening upon shores around the world.
Returning to the dust from which they were made. It is very memento mori.
Yeah, something. rumors swirled in 2001 from a British tabloid that Queen Elizabeth II had her own royal version of the rubber ducky complete with a crown.
Oh, well, how very proper of
how
her.
How very proper indeed.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, there you go. Have a bath or drink some wine or talk about ducks, something, right?
I genuinely have sadness in my heart that as a child you never had a rubber ducky for your bath.
I feel like it formed me into the man I am today.
It does explain a lot. It
explains a lot. Thank you.
If it is your birthday today, you do share it with none other than the last of the Red Hot Mamas, Ms. Sophie Tucker. Now, if you're unfamiliar, as I was.
As you were just a few short red hot minutes ago.
That's right. Yep. She was a mid-century singer, a comedian, an actress, and a radio personality. She was known for her powerful delivery of comical and risque songs.
Yes.
How risque could it have been in the mid-century? I don't know.
Oh, you'll know here shortly.
Well, she was one of the most popular entertainers in America during the first half of the 20th century. One of her most famous songs was titled, get ready, buckle up, everybody.
No, it's risque.
It's something. Nobody loves a fat girl, but oh, how a fat girl can love.
I'm blushing.
You better be careful what you say. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I wouldn't. Come on now.
This was obviously a song of its time. It was of an era. The word fat has gone through many incarnations to where it's swooped back to becoming a perfectly fine thing to say again, if you want to claim that as a, what's the word?
I think there's
descriptor a descriptor of yourself.
I think
signifier.
The pendulum. You kept talking. I was just trying to.
Oh, I'm a bully. You know
I'm
this.
Trying to edge my way in and just get a word out.
Yes.
I think the pendulum swings.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many words that even today we would view as offensive that were originally even scientific descriptors of different things.
Yes.
And just simply because that moniker was attached and somebody threw some funk on it when they called somebody that, then it was like, oh, you can't say that.
Yeah.
And we went, I feel, man, I hope we're on the downhill slide of the era of I'm butthurt over something and that we can get a little tougher.
So you think the pendulum is swinging back up. Now we're going to.
I don't know if it is or isn't. I hope we are because I don't know how much further we can go into imprisoning. It's not just that you're not allowed to say things. We've even gone in and completely redefined other things. So no, I don't even know how to speak English anymore.
Well, stick to what you're doing. You're doing a good job right now.
Are you sure?
So I give you the seal of approval.
Okay. I'm very nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Really, I honestly am often on the show. And there have been a few times where we've had to edit because I said something that I had no idea was
problematic.
Was like that people would lose their minds over. I'm like, what?
Yes. But I can guarantee you this. After we finish recording, we're going to dial up Nobody Loves a Fat Girl if we can find it.
Okay. Well, it's got to be out there.
I'm going to claim that as my victory song. Victory sausage song.
You are not a fat girl. Stop it.
Maybe I just want to adopt that as my
maybe
song.
You would like to love like one. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I just threw that in.
Thank you, Ms. Sophie Tucker.
Last of the Red Hot Mamas.
Last of the Red Hot Mamas. I salute you, ma'am.
I didn't know about her specifically. I have heard that phrase, Last of the Red Hot Mamas. I've heard that since my childhood.
Not really?
With great frequency or anything, but yeah. And to now finally know where that came from. I breathe a sigh of relief as I mop my sweat-moistened brow out of concern of saying something offensive.
Okay. I'm glad we could bring some relief into your life.
Yes. 1404 is technically where we begin the things.
Look, I feel like the 1400s or the 15th century, I feel like it's an underrated century. We hardly ever talk about the 1400s.
Hey, it's not because I don't want to. Hey, stop.
Yeah, somebody's
dog. She's doing that in her sleep over there. That's ridiculous. You have ridiculous animals. Animals love you.
I love my ridiculous dogs.
Okay, 1404. It's not that I don't like it. It's that it's rare that we're presented something.
But I'm going to put a pin in that because I feel like what was going on in the 1400s that nothing notable happened to make it on the show?
I don't know. Here's my ignorance. When were the Dark Ages?
Well, the Dark Ages were technically like...
It was before that, I know.
Yeah, like, I want to say 1100 and prior.
Okay.
Or maybe 1000. So around 1000.
So ended there. And then we began Renaissancing?
Well, there was the Middle Ages and then the Renaissance.
What was it Renaissance officially on? Do you have an official number?
You're not going to like this, but it was kind of around the time of the Protestant Reformation Protestant Revolt.
That's fine. It is a revolt. They reformed nothing. They left. It's a revolt. Just define it as it is. It's not an insult to anybody. Let's talk with correct words.
Yes.
Let's use our big boy and big girl words.
But the 1400s are solidly, solidly Middle Ages.
Okay. End of Middle Ages.
Nearing the end. Yeah.
I would just say that maybe we don't see a lot because usually the most prolific things are at the beginning and early middle stages of a period.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so just much isn't celebrated. But in any event, in 1404, English Parliament, and I do love this. English Parliament passes the Act of Multipliers.
You would love that in math.
Well, that's not why I love it. I like it because it's a good word, multipliers, or multipliers, if you have several pair. It forbade, let's just listen to this, it forbade alchemists to use their knowledge to create precious metals. Mm. They weren't even questioning whether alchemy was real. They're like, oh no, it's real. And we're going to forbid you from creating precious metals because they had tremendous fear that it would spoil the economy. To have this influx of cash. It's the perpetual problem for someone that works in my field, in the securities industry, all of that, that sees the both current and historical machinations that have gone on over currencies, foreign as they relate to each other, and the machinations they're in to screw somebody over with this or that. And it's fascinating. And so you bet they were deeply, deeply concerned. Because they didn't question the alchemist's ability to turn dung into gold or whatever.
Right.
It was like, yeah, don't ruin the economy.
I know. Economy bros, gonna economy bro.
It's awesome. I like it.
All right. Here's something you might like. I love how we skipped. We're in 1957.
Yeah. There were things that happened in between, but they weren't awesome.
1404 to 1957. Here we are. 1957, the company Whammo. Began production of Pluto platters, like Pluto the planet, or the character on the Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Yeah, no, it was the planet.
Okay, Pluto platters. Now, shocker, the Pluto platters did not have that great of sales.
Turned in a punch bowl.
As a toy.
Didn't go over.
So then in June, they were like, oh, no, just kidding. This is actually a sports item, and it's called a Frisbee. The tactic worked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you can play backyard frisbee. You can do frisbee golf, which is a very serious thing.
Very serious. I know someone that dislocated their shoulder doing this.
What?
Yeah. It's a former neighbor.
I had no idea. That's brutal.
It's not just smoking weed and skipping work. Sorry. That's my perception. That's probably not real. It's my perception.
No, but so at the back in the before times, before the quarantine, we had a membership at the city municipal pool close to our house.
Yeah, yeah.
And along running alongside and around the property where the pool is on, there's a Frisbee golf course.
Mm-hmm. They've converted it now to a COVID obstacle course. Random people out there coughing and throwing tissues. That aside, however,
yes, go ahead. Yes. Well, now it's not even that interesting because now I'm thinking about a COVID obstacle course. Like, oh my gosh. But yeah, we would go obviously in summer days, June and July. Oklahoma City, it's hot, and there are men. It's always men.
Yeah, grown ass men.
Yeah. A lot of times with no shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that was the right choice for their...
So they weren't dads, I take it.
They were not dads. They were like college-age, 20-year-old-ish men. And this is in the middle of the day on a weekday. And they are out there working that Frisbee golf course. And yeah. I am always just like, dudes, it is hot out here. Is this fun? Are you having fun?
Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Go contribute to society.
Anyway, go get you a Frisbee and do some Frisbee golf. Or just toss it around in the backyard for your dogs.
Yes.
They like them too.
They do. Though we've never had... Well, we had one. Our German Shepherd could catch it, but she always did so in such a way that it looked like it hurt and you didn't want to throw it anymore.
Oh my gosh, though, but remember when she'd run with it in her mouth and she'd be trotting with it in front of her eyes and she'd just trotting through the yard.
She had no idea where she was going. It was magnificent.
It was so cute.
1979. Mm-hmm. Today, the YMCA... files a libel suit against the Village People.
What? Oh, because of the song.
The song. It wasn't the only suit they attempted. There was they did another one that was infringement or something as well.
Wait, what's libel?
That settled. Well, that's like somebody's besmirching us.
They're saying something false or untrue is libel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like libel and slander are similar, but one is in print and one is...
evidently verbal, through a song, is my guess. That's less important. What matters here is it was absolutely, there's no question about this, it was publicly celebrated that the song was a celebration of the supposed reputation of the YMCA as being a popular cruising and hookup spot for young gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Now, YMCA standing for, established as the Young Men's Christian Association, they were certainly not pleased with this accusation. Now, according to some sources, the lead singer and lyricist, Victor Willis, originally verified that the song was referencing gay culture.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But in September of this year,
2020?
Yes.
What?
Well, this past year, September of this past year, yes. He issued a warning/threat on the Facebook.
What?
Saying, quote, "I will sue the next media organization or anyone else who falsely suggests YMCA is somehow about illicit gay sex."
Whoa.
And
what?
Yeah, all I've got to say about that is, you know, hey, easy there, Victor. Or as perhaps Shakespeare might have said, the young man doth protest too much. Just calm it down.
I'm confused because, okay, so did the YMCA like win a lawsuit against them and he was trying to...
Yeah, here's the difficulty of limited amount of time to do research for a show.
Okay.
There have been so many lawsuits around both this song and much other of the work done.
Yeah.
You can't find your way to, or I couldn't in a quick fashion, I couldn't find my way specifically to the libel suit that the actual YMCA brought up.
Okay.
Like I said, now there are sources that document that in the story as it goes, that in the moment of the writing of this song, that Victor was hundo P in recognition of what it was they were kind of nod and a wink celebrating.
Yeah.
And then, now here all of a sudden he's waving the angry fist of threat.
On Facebook, of all places.
On Facebook, because that's where you take your legal battles.
I was going to say, I don't know that that holds up in court, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Whew,
yeah, that
okay.
was a walk.
Yeah.
That was a walk. 1986, uh-huh. the NCAA, uh-huh. the National Collegiate Athletics Association, with whom I am quite familiar with, mm-hmm. an old bedfellow, as it were, whatever that means.
That was risque.
In 86, they adopted the then quite controversial Proposal 48, which ultimately just set standards for Division I eligibility to play, and much of it centered around, originally, I think, test scores, SAT, ACT scores.
Whether or not you could read.
Yeah, and then in the aftermath of that, it had to do with core credits completed in high school. Mm. It's truly preposterous. The only reason anyone railed against this was that there were completely illiterate and
literally
incapable of learning humans
yeah.
that could play good sports ball
mm-hmm.
That were being admitted into colleges. And yeah, the always who yells about this, and this isn't a slam, it isn't a pick at things, who yells about this are the institutions who refused to compromise admission standards for their university and they were getting just absolutely slaughtered on the athletics fields by those who would take.
Oh, that's interesting. See, I think that I would have thought the people who are yelling about it were the universities who are like, we don't care if you can read or not, just come play football for us.
Well, they were the ones yelling. They were the ones yelling no. It was these others that were yelling, yes, they were the reason that this became legislation.
Okay.
Because they were tired of losing to
sure.
people that could not qualify for a third grade spelling bee.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That was in 86?
86.
That's crazy.
It was a major part of my life. I began coaching in 96, 10 years later. Does that feel right?
Somewhere in that realm. Late 90s, let's say.
96. It was the 96-97 year.
Yeah.
I feel like somewhere in that transition. Yeah. And I can remember the extreme butt-puckering pressure of passing the NCAA exam that would allow me to even mildly interact with someone that might be a recruit. The NCAA manual's, I think, thicker than the Bible. It's ridiculous at this point.
I'm scandalized by the phrase butt puckering, so let's move on.
Are you really?
Yes. 1987. Today.
Today.
Sentencing for several figures involved in the Mafia Commission trial.
Mm-hmm.
All caps on those.
Yes.
Mafia Commission trial.
They're all proper nouns.
Now, yeah, these were people, I'm guessing, indicted
mm-hmm.
by then U.S. Attorney Rudolph Giuliani.
Yes.
We know him as Rudy today.
This is one of the things that made Rudy who Rudy is. It
okay.
was him flexing into his fullness.
Flexing. He did this under my favorite pet
mm-hmm.
understanding of legalities, especially when it concerns the mafia, the RICO Act.
Yes.
The reason I love that so much, you guys, this is embarrassing to admit, but many, and I mean many a year ago,
you knew a boy named Rico.
No.
And you wished you
And then I named my child Nico. No.
Yes.
No, I used to watch a soap opera called General Hospital. One of the main characters in the era I watched General Hospital was a man named Sonny who was in the mob.
Of course he was. His name was Sonny.
As much as you can.
It's a given.
On General Hospital on a soap opera, and he was always trying to evade those RICO charges.
Mm-hmm.
And they just like would throw RICO around like yes. they knew what they were talking about.
Right.
Anyway, these people were charged for extortion, labor racketeering, and, of course, it is the mafia, so
it's murder.
Murder
indeed.
Leaders and heads of the New York Mafia's five families were convicted, many of them sentenced to at least 100 years in prison, the maximum possible sentence under that law. These people included Big Paul, Fat Tony, Tony Ducks. We've talked mm-hmm. about Tony Ducks before, despite their great nicknames. Couldn't save him in the court of law.
That's right.
Convicted.
That's right. I like to say Tony Ducks, but it doesn't mean you're not going to jail, sir. Sir, can't, go to jail.
Can't duck those RICO charges. Just ask
That's
General
right.
Hospital and Sonny.
Just ask anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody who's been victim.
1998, the year of the birth of our marriage.
That's right.
Is that a weird way to say the year we got married?
Not at all. Not at all.
1998, the television network NBC agrees to pay just shy of $13 million per episode to air ER.
And this was the absolute strength of that series was in 98.
It was peak ER season.
Yes.
Back in these days. Now, that was the highest amount ever paid for a TV show. They also negotiated at this time to keep their contract for Monday Night Football at 1.15, that's 1.15 for in layman's terms.
Okay.
billion dollars.
Yes.
Per season.
Yes. So as popular as ER was, it still didn't even just sniff the jockstrap of the NFL.
As soon as you said sniff, I was like, where are you going?
You knew where I was going.
We're
going
to have to censor it. Okay.
Goodness, you have no faith in your husband.
I'll tell you later what I thought you were going to say.
Oof, I'm scared. 1999, and this is for... I was completely unaware of how many Whovians we have.
We have so many Whovians. The Whovian and awesome crossover?
Yes.
It's not insignificant.
So this is for all of you wonderful people. Today in 1999, one of the 110 missing episodes of Doctor Who was found in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm telling you something you already know here, but if you go to doctorwho.org.nz for New Zealand, you can read all about it in a entry that was titled The Lion's Tale.
T-A-L-E.
Yes. Yes, the story of the lion, not the actual swishing tail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, 1999, basketball superstar Michael Jordan announces his retirement for the second time.
You know, I mean, it's fun to poke fun at that, but I get it. That was his whole identity, you know?
But here's the thing. He, unlike any other player of whom I'm aware...
Yeah.
He retired definitely going out on top.
Yes.
Definitely going out on top and recognizing it, part of his decision to do so was recognizing he was no longer able to do but what he once did.
Yeah.
But when he returned, he didn't come back and try to be what he was.
Okay.
He remade himself in that process. And he was equally as strong as he was before, just differently as a player. And had a great, quote, second career as an NBA player, national championship, or I guess world championships technically, but yeah. And so it's ha-ha, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's kind of good he came back. He had a whole other career to give.
Was he then the inspiration for the country and western song, maybe Toby Keith?
Not as good as I once was.
But I was good once as I ever was. Why is that?
I don't know.
That started, when you were talking, that started playing in my mind.
It's possible.
In the jukebox of my mind.
If you want to get really into the nitty gritty of things, he'd recognize some knee issues that prevented him from being able to jump and do some of the things as dominantly as he once did. But he became a master then of feeding, not that he didn't still score a lot of points and do some amazing things, but of feeding the ball in to whoever was open, and yeah.
I'm narrowing my eyes at you physically. Because
you are.
Who are you that you know this much about basketball, a sport which you
I hate. No question asked, I hate it.
But Michael Jordan is actually just one of those epic people of our time. So
He was a epic figure of my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I don't write off somebody because I dislike the thing personally that they were involved in. I respect deeply greatness.
And he's truly a great among greats.
Definitively, there's no one that sniffs his jockstrap. If we want to continue down that path, Kobe Bryant, great player. Shaquille O'Neal, great player.
LeBron James.
Magic Johnson. LeBron James. Steph Curry.
Kevin Durant.
These are all great players. They're definitively head and shoulders above who's around them during their careers. But to date, I don't care. You can, oh, well, look, statistically, whatever. Actually, statistics are this. Hey, shut up.
Do not try to basketball to
this,
Kyle. He
this
will
man,
not tolerate it.
In his area of expertise, mm-hmm. It's unlikely that he will be matched in our lifetimes because this is that type of talent within his specific field. He's just that great.
Yeah.
It's not an insult against anybody else, but it would be an insult against him to say, oh, here's the next. No one will be that again. Someone else will be great in their own way, just like he was, because he did things no one else had ever done.
I can't even add anything to it.
The best anybody could ever say is, well, here's the second Michael Jordan.
Right.
Because he's already done it. It doesn't matter at this point.
He's the second Michael Jordan.
Yeah. In fact, they'd have to be the third because he was the first and the second.
And the second, exactly.
It's a long walk, but I got there.
All right. This next thing that I'm going to say is one of my favorite things.
This is amazing.
No one will think this is as funny as I do. I have been laughing about this all afternoon because I spied it on your computer screen right here. In 2002, go back with me in a journey in time.
Yes.
2002,
yes.
It was a simpler time, but at the time we thought it was a terrible time. Anyway, U.S. President, sitting president,
mm-hmm.
George W. Bush, fainted after choking on a pretzel.
Indeed. Georgie, here, take your sippy cup and drink your apple juice and get that itchy pretzel down your throat.
He probably, in the retrospective of American presidents, he probably wasn't a great one, but
He was a toddler in office.
I have so much affection for him, probably because of Will Ferrell's incarnation of him on Saturday Night Live. I hope for former President Bush's sake that the pretzel he choked upon was from Auntie Anne's.
Listen. Mm-mm. I feel like it was on Air Force One, and it was like a little bag of airplane pretzels.
No!
That's what I feel like. I didn't look to verify, but that's what
I want to believe. Somebody, he sent somebody to the mall Mm-mm. to go to Auntie Anne's. If you don't have Auntie Anne's.
Listen.
No.
Listen. One, listen. It's quite obvious that the Bushes have a weak throat constitution because it was his dad that puked on someone, right?
Like the Japanese prime
yes.
minister or something.
Or China or something.
Yes.
Something not here. Yes.
The Bushes have some digestive issues.
They have throat sensitivities, okay?
Only people of a certain age are laughing with us. People that are younger than us are like, talking about?
What is this?
Auntie Anne's pretzels are the best pretzels, hands down. I will not hear any other opinions.
I hate pretzels.
Goodbye.
Old pretzels, every pretzel.
Have you ever had an Auntie Anne's pretzel?
I have.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I choked and passed out. I didn't like it. Okay, let's move ahead.
I really want an Auntie Anne's pretzel right now. Okay, go ahead.
2020, it's practically yesterday, the oldest material existing on this earth is revealed by scientists studying the Murchison meteorite that landed in Australia in the 1960s.
Okay.
So they didn't discover this, they revealed this today. The material is believed to be 7.5 billion years old. And the real travesty here is that we never heard about this because, thanks COVID, this was right around the time we're like, what? What's a COVID?
Remember, do you remember me and you? I want you to go back in your mind a year ago, me and you, personal people. That doesn't make sense.
It's good enough.
As humans, our children, Daisy and AJ, were starting to say, like, people are freaking out about COVID. This is a bad thing. You and I, in the naivete of early 2020, were like, don't worry about it. We lived through bird flu. We lived through H1N1. We lived through all of these things. It's okay. It's fine. We're good. Little did we know.
Little did we know.
Also, I have a lot of tabs open for the internet browser on my phone.
Not as many as I have on my desktop.
We should do a little competition, a little tab off.
You will lose very quickly. I have so many open that my computer shuts itself down on a regular basis. Well, can't keep up. Must stop
processing. One of the tabs I have open tells like 100 great things that happened in 2020 that we just didn't hear about.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are science related, but we didn't hear about them because of COVID. So maybe this was one of them.
Here's the truth of this.
Yeah.
In my cynical perspective of life.
Cynical
it's not alert. Because of COVID. It's because of our complete ass bag media out there who is busy working hard to come into unity with big tech and government and all of that to preach the same message like a idiot little dog. Just, did I do right that time? Instead of any news whatsoever, it's despicable.
And don't forget big advertising dollars, because that's what it's all about.
What drives all of them, but it's not the controller of them. Advertising dollars come in a big way when you keep the attention of the public.
Okay, you and I don't watch the news on a regular basis, like on network TV.
It's true.
When we, and everything in my life, I feel it goes back to the ice storm, but when we had to stay at my parents' house during the ice storm, they keep cable news.
Yes, around the clock.
Around the clock.
Around the clock.
And I was shocked and also horrified at
it. They've literally sacrificed a clock and encircled it with TVs as a shrine.
I can't fathom whatever, I'm sure this is the same for whatever 24-hour news station you're watching.
Yeah.
It's like literally like a minute and 30 seconds of quote-unquote news of content, and then it's commercial breaks. It's so many commercials.
Yeah.
Our twins, who had never seen commercials before because they grow up in the age of Netflix and Amazon Prime, they came away from staying at their grandparents' house with all of these things they wanted to buy and get and do and think because there's commercials.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
all
off topic. We're trying to talk about the oldest living material on Earth.
We'll never know. You can't even find it. It just wants to talk about COVID, it being the Borg. That's a sci-fi reference.
Oh, I'm bad at sci-fi.
The cumulative identity.
Okay. In 2020, also, this happened.
Second nod. To the good queen.
Listen, you guys, Queen Elizabeth II, again, like you said, the second nod to her in this episode, she issued a statement on this day in 2020, reluctantly supporting Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle, with their wish to live a more independent life, to leave the scrutiny that they face in Great Britain and to just be Americans, just doing their thing.
I feel like...
Or are they in Canada? Anyway, they're in North America.
I feel like rather than being related to Johnny Cash, that Ethel is related to Queen Elizabeth II, because they're both lying. She doesn't. Yeah, she cares deeply. She's pissed.
Yeah. But why do you guys take down my maternal grandmother?
I love Ethel.
She's the best thing in my family history.
None of this is out of disrespect. It's out of a deep respect. I love Ethel, and even more, I love Bernard.
Yes.
Because Bernard was the silent, just getting it done guy.
Yeah.
They are two of my favorite people in history.
Thank you. So you would admit that my grandma was not lying.
No, she was lying. Absolutely, she was lying.
I hate you.
That's part of why I love her. She was just like, you know what? I found somebody left their arm out, and I hooked mine through it, and I'm right here doing the square dance with it.
You are so mean to
me.
Why can't I have this one thing?
You can, just like she did, but it's still bullshit. It doesn't matter. All of us cling to lies. It's okay. But just admit it.
If you are tuning in to Awesome Today for the first time, you're confused. And that's okay.
Long before we got this far.
That's for sure. All right. Trending. Announced today. No. What? Yesterday.
Yesterday, technically.
This week. It was announced this week that the movie Deadpool 3. It is happening. It will be part of the MCU, also known as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It will, of course, it has to feature actor Ryan Reynolds in that leading role.
It didn't have to, but that's what makes it.
Who else would play Deadpool?
That's the statement for sure. But I promise you, to get Deadpool 3 out of our good snarky friend Ryan, they had to come up with some really serious cash because he knows he's got them by the squiggly comic lines.
That was good. That's not what I thought you were going to say. Mm-hmm. I've never watched Deadpool, and I also genuinely, and I'm not trying to be a dumb blonde who is actually a ginger in this moment. I thought Deadpool was its own situation happening apart from Marvel Cinematic Universe. I had no idea until this very moment.
It's been attached.
How, though? Is Deadpool a real character in comic books?
Yes. It would not as popular. It was always historically a red-headed stepchild, if you will.
I have red hair.
You're not a stepchild, so you don't know.
Not yet.
It was always... It was that relative that you're not proud of.
Yeah.
You're not going to not admit to him, but you're not going to advertise him. Mm. Deadpool was there for a long time. Now, Ryan Reynolds brought to Deadpool, he created through his persona, Deadpool was in fact the equivalency of Spider-Man, but he had the snark and even to an extra degree of the Terminator.
Okay.
The Terminator, always Arnold, the Governator, known for his one-liners in these, and that's what Reynolds brought was these statements.
He's good at it.
Yeah,
he's a great Deadpool.
And so he brought, in fact, he so influenced the Marvel Universe with Deadpool that if anybody has bothered to notice, Spider-Man changed. Because Spider-Man felt threatened by Deadpool. In the most recent versions of Spider-Man, you have this new kind of smart-ass
Tom Holland
character that was never true historically.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
If you... I hate to send people to TikTok because it's problematic. I understand that. But listen, on TikTok...
Yeah. I don't want to do this, but I'm doing this.
I'm doing it anyway. There's a whole MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe TikTok. God, I love this stuff so much. I'm like, sorry, not sorry about it. I love when people take things like Marvel Cinematic Universe or Star Wars, which I've not even seen all the movies of, but they apply academic interpretations of the texts and talk about it. There's so many fascinating things about Marvel Cinematic Universe as compared to the Marvel comics, which we actually just brought up yesterday on the show. There's so much good stuff on there. I'm just going to leave it at that.
There's a lot in the real world as well that goes unnoticed.
Yes.
I wished I could have found more information on this. I only thought of it because you brought it up, and I've run across this in the past several days, where somehow, some way, somebody had loosely managed to get proposed legislation for a Death Star. And it was received in the same fashion that it was presented, and the response ultimately was that, one, the United States did not believe in destroying other planets, and two, that the cost of whatever something trillion dollars was beyond the budget that we felt worthy to contribute to it.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right.
This is not just art imitating reality and all of that, but in fact, art and reality having a fun go at things.
All right, I love it. That's all I got for you.
I have one more trending. This is, I don't even know how to present this the right way. So Cleveland Grover Meredith Jr.
That name is
it's a hell of a name.
It's a hell of a name.
You got to have some calluses on you to make it far in life with that name.
Yeah.
Of Colorado, he reportedly drove to Washington, D.C. with, quote, a shit ton, end quote, of ammunition with the goal of shooting Nancy Pelosi.
Don't do it, Cleveland. Pull over.
According to the federal indictment, he arrived in D.C. too late to participate in the protest that ultimately entered the Capitol. Anybody of our age...
There's a lot going on here.
There's so much going on here. Anyone of our age is familiar with the now completely... You can't admit that you would have watched and or liked the movie Blazing Saddles. Mm. This was in an era where comedy was allowed to make fun of everything.
Comedy was all over the place.
There is a moment...
They didn't care if you were offended.
Yes, there's a moment, there's a phrase. You look it up, you watch it. You watch it. Don't tell anybody you watched it. You laugh your ass off because you will. There is a moment, there is a phrase in there, somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dimes.
An often repeated phrase. Our children probably know that phrase.
They know the phrase, they have no idea what it means. That's what I thought of immediately was somebody's got to go get a shit ton of ammunition.
So you're telling me that in the actual news reports that you read and researching for the show, they said the phrase, or they
in
typed,
quotes, in
they,
quotes,
they wrote the phrase.
Yes. A shit ton.
A shit ton.
Of ammunition.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't show up on time and all of this that ensues. And all I can think as I'm reading through this, because it's a terrible story. It really is. It's
it
a
is
terrible,
terrible
story.
I'm laughing because of the shit ton being used.
All I can think of is, well, if you wanted to set about that efficiently, did it really take a shit ton of ammunition? And perhaps it was the weight that delayed your journey and made you too late to participate. Now, I'm glad he didn't get there on time.
Of course.
Thank goodness he didn't get there on time.
Right.
But I feel like we have to, in life, enjoy the moments of, like, wait a minute. Hey, wait just a damn minute. Did you just say a shit ton
exactly.
of ammunition?
There's so much insanity. You have to find the little nuggets of crazy to laugh about. So... Well, we've talked about, we're running low on world material lately because we're just like, both of us, I think, are working so hard in work.
We are. In our daily life, we are just so slammed that, and in fairness, there is material that we're consuming.
Yeah.
It's not material that we're ready to share yet.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we will be or if we will be. It's something that's meaningful to us.
Yeah.
But we try to have some modicum of consciousness about the people.
Of course.
About who listens or who will and all of that. And it's not that we're embarrassed or any of that. It's just like, is this really something that anybody else cares about? So I don't know. Maybe it's shaping and changing us. So minimally, even if we never mention it, you'll experience it through the changing us.
That was extremely hashtag cryptic.
Yeah. I don't even worry about it. What have I been watching? What did I start watching last night? There's something I'm watching.
I don't know. Mm. I fell completely and quickly to sleep.
You were there for it.
I was there for the beginning.
Oh, I know what it is. It just struck me. On Netflix, The Messiah.
Oh my gosh, yes. I did fall asleep, but what I saw was very intriguing.
It is an engaging show.
Yeah.
You know, certainly you'd have to...
Suspend some disbelief.
Yeah, suspend some things to be able to participate in this. Not feel offended or threatened
exactly.
by it. To be able to participate. In terms of participation, it is mixed between English and foreign language. So you do have some subtitles here and there. It's starts in the Middle East. It visits there on occasion throughout the goings on. It's interesting. I don't know where it's going. Mm-hmm. I've hesitated. I always hesitate to mention anything until I've seen the entirety because I've seen a few things that the third or fourth episode in, all of a sudden it's like, wait, this is softcore porn. What happened?
You've even mentioned that on the show a few times.
Yeah.
Like you didn't know you were getting duped into a softcore porn situation.
No, I don't see that that's where this is going. It is, whoever it is that wrote it, and full props to you, whoever you are, it's a deeply thought out presentation of a thing that I'm not done with to know exactly what the presentation is. It's interesting, and I would rank this above Lupin to say, hey, if you don't have something to watch, journey this and see what goes on. I can't promise you you'll like it or any of that, but at least in the early episodes, you can tell that some intellect was involved. It's not just brain dead.
Yeah, horror. And that's what you're looking for on Netflix or for your evening entertainment, wherever you may find it.
Yeah.
Something that makes you think. I can't lay in bed for 5 minutes without falling asleep, so...
You say that, and yet in the moment that you find the thing that tickles your fancy...
Well, like the flight attendant.
Yes, you manage to stay awake. And
yes.
That's... So I think the most accurate, fair to you, fair to other people assessment would be to say, look, if it's not really good, I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah. If it's really good, I'll make myself sit up so I can't fall
That's
asleep.
Right. That's right. I do not recall a single episode of Lost that you fell asleep during.
No!
In fact, I recall a time where we both looked at each other through slit eyes, trying to stay awake and say, one more?
That was such a great time. Can we rewatch Lost, please, someday?
Someday, yes, we can. Someday, yes.
I feel like that's what you say to your kids when you have no intention of...
In this moment, I'm more sincere in that statement than I've ever been.
Okay, thank you.
We will at some time.
Thank you.
Understand, how many seasons are there?
Six.
Six seasons, and they are in-depth episodes. So that it's not like, oh, well, we'll do this next week. This is going to be a months-long commitment.
I don't even know if it's still on Netflix.
It's findable. Somewhere it's findable.
All right.
And we will find it when the timing's right. But it's going to require... I don't feel like you can watch anything else when you're watching Lost. I feel like it has to be, it's Lost or nothing.
It's my favorite TV series of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Are there any lifestyle things? I have one lifestyle thing.
Let's hear it.
We've recently commented that 80% of our furniture is here.
Yes!
And as of Friday, the last 20% is scheduled to arrive. We will finally be through...
Yes.
The living room transition.
Weeks and weeks early.
Weeks and weeks early, and yet weeks and weeks after when we bought it.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a real push-pull.
I'm the optimist over here. Like, it's so early. And you're the realist who's saying, like, but if only they had it in stock when we ordered it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not disappointed that it wasn't
excited.
There. And I am now excited that it will be here and that we will have this behind us. So that we may transition to the next.
Mm.
Whatever. All right. Are there any other awesome things for today?
I think we fairly well covered it.
You think or you know?
I know we have covered the awesome.
I sense the BS in your voice, but that's fine.
We have so much to talk about after you hit.
We do.
Stop.
Eager to cut you out of our lives.
No, no.
To move ahead.
We need to talk about what you were going to say about sniffing the thing of.
And many other things as well. It wasn't what I was going to say. It's what you thought I was going to say.
Yeah, That's
accurate here.
Okay.
Now, all right. Anyway, all that stuff and things. Have an awesome today, would you?
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pro tip. If you ever find yourself in a position of high visibility, like being the president, and you have weird quirks, like easily choking on otherwise innocent foods, maybe avoid those foods while you are in office. Find Awesome Today and Sorta Awesome Media on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and literally everywhere podcasts are found.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. and it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.